in Shobogenzo by Dogenzenji. He has a chapter called Komyo, translated variously as radiance or radiant light. In it, he starts off by quoting the master Changsha, who says, all the world in the ten directions, all the worlds in the ten directions are the radiance of self. All the world in the ten directions are within the radiance of self. In all the world in the ten directions, there is no one that is not self. Another way of translating that is, the entire world in the ten directions is the radiant light of self. The entire world of the ten directions is in the radiant light of self. In the entire world of the ten directions, there is not a single person that is not self. Later on, in that same fascicle, he quotes Master Yunmen, Master Yunmen says, he ascended his teaching seat and spoke to his assembly. Each and every person embodies the radiant light. If you try to see it, it is totally invisible. Then, what is each and every person's radiant light? I'll stop here so you don't have to quite answer it yet. Or he says it, a slightly different translation is, people all have a radiance, but when they look for it, they can't see it in the darkness. What is this radiance that people have? What is this radiance, this light? It's important to be able to understand and clarify the difference between intrinsic and experiential. We have to clarify this in practice, because if we don't, we get into all sorts of trouble. All sorts of trouble because we don't see what's so, or worse than that, we believe our stories of what's so. Believing our stories, we get into trouble. Intrinsic means all beings are the wisdom perfection of the Buddha. It's exactly so. This isn't something unique to Buddhism. It's not something unique, this differences between intrinsic and experiential. We even see it in the United States. We see it in the beginning of all beings are created equal in the preamble to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. The question then becomes, what's true not just intrinsically, but experientially of how we live? All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha is in a sutra as the first words of the Buddha after his awakening and saying, how wonderful, how wonderful. Seeing the morning star, how wonderful, how wonderful. All beings are the wisdom and perfection of the Buddha. And then we get to the experiential, but because of delusion and attachment, we get into all sorts of trouble. And yet, experiential is exactly what our practice is. How do we live the intrinsic is what Zazen is. In each moment, manifesting the intrinsic experiencing that is our life. Or doing what's called for when we're caught up, blinded, unable, unwilling to be this moment, unable and unwilling for various reasons. We don't have to go into the reasons. They're not important right now. We can bring them up. But we can't believe any interpretation that we have. That's already going to where we miss the intrinsic. Otherwise, we believe, oh yes, inherently in everyone, everyone has light, everyone is radiance. If we get stuck there, we have what's called stupid Zen. We have what's called all sorts of troubles in our life because we get angry at people for them not being what we think that they should be. We get angry at ourselves. We do unskillful things. We have all sorts of conflict in our society because of that. We have all sorts of conflict in the world, wars and other kinds of conflicts because of that. Because of not seeing that practice is what's required to make what's intrinsically so, or what we could say, what's intrinsically possible into what's so. In order to form a more perfect union, says one of our political ancestors, in fact, it's our blindness to where we're caught up in the conflict between the intrinsic and the experiential that often causes more trouble than simply our own practice of how to live the experientially. What's intrinsically so. Otherwise, we think, oh, everything's inherently so in people. Hakuin Zenji, in commenting on this statement by Yunmen, also known as Umon. Yunmen is in Chinese, Umon is in Sino-Japanese. This, everyone has light. When you look, you don't see it, so it's obscure. What is your light? That's the way it's in the Blue Cliff Record. Hakuin says, don't understand it as inherent in everyone. If we don't understand the intrinsic as inherent in everyone, what does that mean? What does it mean not to be blinded by the intrinsic? Because that way, if we're blinded by it, then we can't experientially do what's called for. We can't do what's skillful, whether in our life or in our life with others. In fact, worse than that, we experientially do what's not called for. We get upset, we get angry, we get frustrated with ourselves and others and do unskillful things. Then if we don't see it, we truly can't see because we're blinded. We're blinded and then do what even goes against what we're declaring is intrinsically so, the light that is our life. So really what we have to see is how to experientially practice, if I say it in that way. How do we experientially practice despite the fact that intrinsically it's so? It doesn't seem so to me. So what's called for us to wipe out, if I say, what's blinding us? To let go of, to cease being blinded, what could never blind us, to cease being blinded, but what by what could never blind us, and yet it does. Yet it does. And that's exactly what practices in different ways. We get ideas from the words, from the concepts, what from the expectations we have of ourselves or others. That's why in the quote in the Blue Cliff Record, when from Umon, when you look, you don't see it, so it's obscure. As soon as you're looking for something, you're making it as something other. Then you can't see even the light. Worse than that, you state that there is none. Worse than that is the other things we can do. We miss what's so for us as well as for others. Or we hold on to what we say and believe what we say about ourselves or others. Then we not only so-called miss the light in others, but we miss the light in ourselves. If I use the word light, don't have to use that word, but it's since that's what the ancestors use. That's what the Buddha says. That's what various other terms, forms of expressing this. I'll tell you what Yunmen said. He answered himself when he asked, what is your light? And He waited for his assembly and he answered for himself. He said, well, there's two versions of it. In the Blue Cliff Record version, which is actually before Dogen's version, the answer is the kitchen pantry and the main gateway. In Dogen's version, Dogen has Yunmen saying the monk's hall, the Buddha hall, the kitchen, and the monastery gate. Of course, there's a number of different versions. Dogen was 2-3 centuries after Yunmen. And then, of course, the Blue Cliff Record was, let's say, within 100 years before Dogen. So they might have misquoted. It doesn't make a difference because the point is the same. Then Yunmen adds a nice closing point. He said, a good thing doesn't match nothing. A good thing doesn't match nothing. Even if we have these ideas of light or Buddha nature, that already becomes a hindrance if we believe it, if we get caught in it, if we're blinded by it. As Hakuin adds several centuries after that, he says, even to speak of becoming a Buddha is being a busybody. Even trying to sweep everything away is a misunderstanding. When you try to look for something, you miss it, says Tenkei Denson. And yet, we have to do this. If all space in the 10 directions is our own light, how do we live? Despite it being our own light, we find ourselves over and over caught in self-centered dream. That's exactly what practice encourages us experientially to see what's so, to see what's called for. Not so much in others, but in ourselves, for us to do. Because then we can appreciate, just as we have this, what should I say, distance or gap between what's intrinsically so and how we experientially manifest it. But in that very gap is the intrinsic. Therefore, our story about and judgment of and beliefs around the experiential are themselves wiped away as we make the practice effort to be this, I'll use the word experiencing. That's the fundamental of practice, being just this moment. Not just ourselves, so to speak, but in all that we encounter. That's why we can say, when I, a student of the way, look at the real form of the universe, all is the never-failing manifestation. That's the intrinsic. And yet we're saying, when I is the experiential part. How do we do this, when and how we encounter, both in ourselves or others, circumstances that we need to take care of. How do we live that? How do we manifest it? Whether simply inhaling, exhaling, in simple zazen, in getting up, walking kintin, sitting down, in whatever work activity we do, in after session, all sorts of activities and relations. In a way, it's the simplest, and in a way, as we all know, it's where we get blinded over and over, because habits seem what's intrinsic to us, and we miss what's truly intrinsic, believing all sorts of stories. Some we're aware of, some we're not. Some of them are so-called physical, some of them are so-called mental. It's up to us to do what's called for, whether on the so-called intrinsic side, manifesting zazen in being zazen, or on the experiential side of being the zazen, the sitting upright, breathing in, breathing out, standing up, sitting down. And yet, noticing this winds of likes and dislikes that keeps arising from east, west, north, south, and yet only responding as the prajna bell that rings with those winds as they appear, as they arise. Thank you.